We have our next two contestants. Adam Martin, you're an attorney. I bet you've seen some wacky stuff in the Pennsylvania courtrooms.
Oh, it's wacky.
Is it wacky?
Yeah. Well,
give me an example of the wackiness.
Well, we basically had a defendant who was a walking, talking country song. He was found sitting in the front seat of his pickup truck, listening to George Jones, drinking a pint of moonshine. And he went on to be convicted of arson for burning down his ex-wife's trailer.
I don't see any problems. Your opponent is Caitlin Spiller. You're a grad student studying ESL.
Yeah, I skipped class to be here tonight.
Really?
I'm going to be a great teacher.
That's great. Hey, it's all about priorities. Teach people about priorities. It's important. You have an obsession, more importantly, with the show Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Right?
What is it about that show for you?
I mean, it's kind of personal because I used to watch it with my mom growing up.
Oh,
but it's
yeah.
just like, because I moved really far away from home, so it's like comfort for me to watch it.
Totally understand. Adam, what subject do you wish you paid more attention to in school?
I'd have to say science.
Why?
Well, mostly because that's the class I paid the least attention to. We had a really, really cute teacher.
I like how you're smiling, like that's still dirty.
It's a fond memory.
It's a fond memory. Good. Caitlin, how about you? What subject do you wish you paid more attention to in school?
Probably the class I skipped tonight.
Yeah? This is a very active question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's
yes.
pretty difficult. So it's called corpus linguistics.
And what's going on there?
So like it's really techie, and I'm not techie at all. So sometimes the professor, it seems like she's speaking in a different language, and I'm like,
is it the language of the dead?
No.
Corpus. Okay.
That's a relief.
Well, we have a game for you about history. As the saying goes, those who don't learn from history are doomed to make things up on the test. So in this game, I'll give you descriptions of historical moments from the perspective of someone who really wasn't paying any attention in school. So for an example, we're going to go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
In the 1930s, everyone was really bummed out, but it wasn't that bad. In fact, it was pretty good. That would be a confused description of the Great Depression.
All right, so these clues are overly literal descriptions of phrases that you might find in a history textbook. Let's give it a shot. This was a conflict during the 20th century when it was snowy all the time. America and the Soviet Union were both freezing. Adam.
The Cold War.
Exactly, yeah. Czechoslovakia's communist government stepped down after those peaceful protests in which everyone wore clothes made from a smooth, fuzzy fabric. Mm-hmm. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. Do you have a hint?
We were expecting a hint necessary here. The fabric we're looking for is sort of like on the rope that you'd find at a nightclub.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good hint. Adam.
The Velvet Revolution?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah! You did it! You learned something.
Yeah.
During the American Revolution, a bunch of patriots went to Massachusetts to host a social gathering with cakes and light refreshments. Caitlin.
The Boston Tea Party.
Exactly. It seems guns used to be a lot louder because this opening salvo of the Revolutionary War was audible to the entire planet. Adam.
The shot heard around the world?
Exactly. Nice. This was a metal divider that Stalin hung across Europe after World War II. I guess we wouldn't have to look at the capitalist world. Adam.
The Iron Curtain.
That's what we're looking for, exactly. It's like that curtain between first and economy class in the plane. That little tiny filmy silver thing. So you can see all the rich people. Just slightly blurred. All right, this is your last clue. Science took a step back after the fall of Rome, including torch and lantern technology. There wasn't a lot of light, and it was really hard to see.
The Dark Ages.
Caitlin, you are correct. All right, Puzzle Guru, Archung, how did they do?
They both did great. Congratulations to Adam. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, I'll be talking to Leslie Odom Jr. about playing Aaron Burr in Hamilton, a show that honestly made me laugh so loud and cry my eyes out and almost convinced me to become an American citizen. Plus, we'll play another installment of one of our favorite games, This, That, or the Other. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.